Good morning, good morning, good morning, and how are you this morning? Happy Friday. It is week number 3. This week, we are going to be talking about red flags and green lights, all about choosing the right family, guys. So pull up a chair, have a seat at the table, and let's talk. Now, before we get into it, I want to, of course, take a minute to thank you guys for listening. Last week, we had more listeners than the week before, so that is progress. I appreciate it. I want to also welcome new people that are listening this week. Please go back and listen to the other 2 episodes. They are available on Spotify always. All you have to do is type in the nanny table and all the episodes will pop up. I truly appreciate the support. I want to thank you guys for rocking with me. Without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Let's talk about choosing the right family. Let's talk about looking for red flags, nanny no-nos, nanny go-gos. Let's get into it, guys. This topic is a very popular one. This one has been requested. Let's say, JJ, we need you to talk about choosing the right family, signs to look for, when to run for the hills, when to stay and accept the job. It's a very scary thing out there, not knowing, you know, the family that you're going to be working for, not knowing who you're going to be going into their house 5 days a week, you know, multiple hours. You want to make sure that you're with the right fit. You want to make sure you make the right decision, especially if you're entering into a contract. I don't know about you, but I don't like to disappoint people, and I don't want to disrupt a family's life and say, yes, I'm going to work for you under the impression that this will work out, and then coming to find out a week or two later that it was all a dream. All lies, 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 lies. It was all lies. But anyways, let's get into it. One of the main things that I want to talk about is, let's say, okay, so you're on the hunt for a job, right? So we're on the hunt for a job. We're going to go look for this job. We either through an agency or through word of mouth, right? Word of mouth for me is always better because like your boss, know someone that's having a baby and they hook you up with the job. That to me is completely different than working for someone from an agency. Not to say that agencies are bad. They both have their good and bad, but to me, word of mouth always means that it holds a little bit more weight than, you know, someone that you entirely don't know at all. Because I don't know if you've seen some of those ads that the nanny, you know, agency put out. Oh my goodness, the stuff. And then it says light housekeeping, including walking dog or grocery pertaining to kid. Come on, guys. Now you know good one well. First of all, walking dog is not light housekeeping. And second of all, the grocery store, you should have. I don't mind cooking for the kids, but I think I do mind having to go grocery shop. No. Had bad experience with that. I don't think that that's something that I want to do. So I just looks, you know, before I was researching for this topic and I was looking at some of the stuff that people wanted on there. And it, you know, it had something to do with that, like taking the dog or letting the dog out for so that the dog can, you know, relieve itself. And then another one said grocery shopping for kids. And then there was another one that said cleaning kids' room, including vacuuming, dusting, something. If you have a housekeeper, your housekeeper can do that. I'm going to make sure the kid room stays clean, and I'm going to change the crib sheets and stuff once a week like I do now with the job that I'm currently working on. But as far as vacuuming and dusting and all that, that's we're going into housekeeping stuff. And when we're in these interviews, we need to be letting these people know, listen, that's not a part of nannying. So one of the first things that we want to do, first of all, is we want to have a respectful communication right away in our interviews. We want to set clear expectations and boundaries with the person that we're interviewing with. Now, This is a green light that I would say when you're in an interview that you say, okay, this, they're legit. When they ask you about you and your experience, not just your availability. When you walk into their home and their home is nice and clean and child friendly, yes, honey, yes. I had a nanny last week was telling me she had to leave her job because the house was one step away from being a hoarder's house. She'd come in the morning and there'd be dishes everywhere. And don't let it be a Friday and then come back on Monday because she said, you would not believe me. I would have to take a picture and show you for you to believe me how bad this was. Like, these people did no dishes. They just left everything on the countertop, in the sink. It was a nightmare. And I was like, well, when you interviewed with them, did you notice? And, oh, I didn't pay any attention. You got to pay attention, guys. You have to pay attention. And this is why when I do an interview, it has to be an in-house interview. I don't want you to meet me at Starbucks for coffee for an interview. I need to come to your house to see how your house is and how you interact with your family in your house so I can get an idea from that as to what, okay, this will work or nah, you know, you get that hunch. I also would say that a green light, a go-go for a nanny would be if the family is willing to sign a contract and if they offer to pay what you're asking for with minimal negotiation. So let's say, for instance, you go in there, they have a kid, and you're in the suburb. You're in a nice, affluent suburb, right? Let's say Lake Forest, for instance, right? Where we know that it's a very affluent area, right? Let's say they're in Lake Forest. They have a 7-bedroom, 5-bathroom house, one kid, but plan on having one or two more, right? They want to sign a 2-year contract. Fine. But if you go start off negotiating with this family, and I say, okay, I come in. All right, Mr. and Mrs. Green. Sure, as far as salary is concerned, right now I'm making $30 an hour, and I'd like to keep that amount or advance up from there because I now have more experience. When they start negotiating and starting about we can only afford $25 a month or $27 a month and too heavy of a negotiating, red flag, not going to work. Because you know what? If they're backs against the wall and they really need a nanny, they will probably accept you for that moment. But guarantee if they find someone else in the meantime that they can get a cheaper rate for, they will. Don't negotiate too hard. Because one thing, nannies, understand this. There's always, always, always going to be a family out there looking for a nanny. Or jobs, always there. Robots can't do our jobs. Robots cannot do our job. There's always going to be someone out there. We just have to be patient and we have to go. We have to go into these interviews with a little bit of faith and we have to trust our instinct. Please trust your instinct. If your instinct is telling you this will not work, it won't.
Always follow your first mind so that you can make, you know, the best decision for you. Because once you give that green light that you're going to work for that family, you don't want to be switching and moving around, you know, from one family to another. It's not good for you, but think about the kids that you're going to be affecting too. Not just the family, the little kids. Not good for them either to be blopping around from one, you know, caregiver to another. So, you know, really take your time, make decisions that's in your best interest so that you could be happy with the job that you choose, you know, to start doing. So definitely take some time out. When you're job hunting, do a lot of research and make sure that you are making or accepting the best offer for the job. I want to talk about another instance, another situation that families like to do. This happened to me. So, and this is for my nannies that are in the city. You have families, you go and you interview with them and you say, okay, we're in the city. We're not planning on moving to the suburb, right? And they're like, oh no, I could never see myself living in the suburbs. a year later, we need to talk. We have something to tell you. And we decided that this opportunity came up for an awesome house, and we just couldn't take it. We couldn't refuse it. And so we're going to be moving to the suburb, and we would love if you'd come with us. And I'm just thinking, this is the reason why I asked several times, and are we sure that we are not moving to the suburb? And here we go. We're moving to the suburb. So now you have to readjust. You have to decide, is this something that I want to do, or is this something that I don't want to do? And I know a lot of us make decisions with our current family based on the fact that we fall in love with the kids and we don't know how to separate the two. And at first, I didn't know how to separate the two. But as I got more experience and more, not even with just the nanny job, but just more life experiences, I have learned that it is okay to say no sometimes. It's okay, because you come to regret when you feel like something is pushed upon you. You do come to regret it. So moving right along.
When you go on an interview, some of the red flags that you have to look to is when they said, when they give you vague description, oh, we just need you to help out, you know, or when they want you to be not only a nanny, as we talked about, but they want you to be the housekeeper, the chef, the tutor, the speech therapist, the, you know, the, what do you call it? The sleep nurse. They want you to be a little night nurse, a little bit of everything that you cannot be. Your job is to be a nanny, and that's what you want to be. Or if they say to you, well, this is going to be her fourth nanny. Ding, 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 ding. What? Fourth? Well, what happened to the other four nannies? Or the other three nannies? And then they start telling you stuff like, well, yeah, this one and then the last one, she had to have surgery. She went back to her country to take care of her mom. Listen, now you all know when, as a nanny, you say, I have never done this, but I know nannies that have, that will tell their family that their mom in El Salvador or Mexico or Poland or wherever is sick and they got to go home and take care of them. That usually means you ain't coming back. Okay, I know one right now that told the family that they had to have surgery and they needed 2 weeks off, 10 days to recoup. They'll be back in 2 weeks. But then I saw the nanny pushing a stroller and I said, wait, didn't you tell, I thought you had surgery. Your boss said you're out because you had surgery. And she was like, well, come over here. I don't want nobody to see me. I'm like, what's going on? And she was like, well, girl, I can't work for them. I said, but, you know, in all fairness, you do need to tell them, because they're sitting there thinking that you're coming back and you're not. You're not. You don't plan on telling them. And they'll, no, I don't. And I, you know, I feel bad. I don't know how to tell them. But it's worse when you don't tell them, because they're relying on you to, you know, come and work for them. So don't do that. Don't go that route. Another red flag that we can look, that we know in these interviews that are bad, is when the family say, can you, let's do a trial run. And girl, they have you working there for the whole day and don't even, or half a day, and don't even pay you because they doing a trial run. So I always make sure that trial run is a paid trial run. Oh, yes, I'd be more than happy to, you know, to see if we can work together, which is fair, but I do need to make sure that you do pay me for it. So make sure when you go to these interviews, not only are the family interviewing you, but you're interviewing them too. Trust your gut. Make sure that you value yourself. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you know that you're worth it. That the amount that you're asking for is because you are worth it. Don't sell yourself short, nannies. Remember, we are professionals. We want to act as such. We want to represent the nanny profession as such. When you go into these interviews, always take control of them. Always remember that you are interviewing the family as well as the family interviewing you. Don't rush and make rash decisions. Take your time. You're going to find the right person, the right family. And always, always, always remember your value. Don't sell yourself short. Because when you do, not only are you selling yourself short, but you're selling the next nanny short as well. Because when you go in and accept all these unideal stuff, you're teaching families to accept that from another nanny who may not be willing to do the things that you do. So just let's keep it professional, keep it standardized, and know your green lights and know your red flags. Know when to walk away, know when to run, and know when to stay and say, hey, I found my perfect family. I wish that everyone out there who's looking for a family or whose job is coming to an end, find the best family, find, you know, the best fit for them. Like I said, we spend all these hours and hours with our families, and we want to make sure that we're comfortable and we feel accepted in a position that we, you know, are in. So guys, that's it for the episode. I do want to apologize for my voice. It's been just crackling in and out. I have no idea what's happening with it. So I apologize about that. I want to thank you guys for rocking with me this week. Thank you so much. I want to just ask if you can just please, please, please share the episode. You could share it on your social media platforms as well. Share it with a friend and then ask a friend to share it. So I would like to see more listeners this week. And once again, thank you so much for pulling up a chair at the nanny table. And we will meet same place next Friday. Take care, guys. Let's meet back here next Friday for episode 4. Any suggestions, please let me know. And again, please share. So this is JJ, and I am out. Peace.